RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres quickly, though, working their way up ice. Here's McLeod racing after it down to the corner. McLeod centers in front, scores! Benson in front of the net as that puck popped up into the air, and the Sabres with an early goal here in the third period take a 3-2 lead.
9 for 9 since December 9th as the Sabres now roll into Dallas to close out 2025. Welcome in, Sabres Live. Used sparingly has been this show during the course of this win streak, and that means we have a lot to discuss looking back, but also looking ahead, Martin.
Yeah, I mean, we have so much to talk about that we decided, you know what, it's the holiday season. We're going to just condense it all into a few shows. So this week, we only, today and tomorrow, as we take, New Year's Day off. Last week was Christmas, so same thing. But a lot to talk about. And my biggest takeaway from last night, I'll start right out. I didn't think the Sabres in the first period were playing their best hockey, but I also didn't think Alex Lyon at his best. And I said to you later in the second, or maybe even in the second intermission, I'm like, the big difference here is you didn't give up the third goal. And if you keep it at 2, you're at least going to go to a shootout and you have a chance to the extra point. Mm-hmm. And that has been the big difference, not giving up that extra goal, right? And as a goalie, there's been so many of those games that maybe I wasn't feeling good early on. I give up a couple early goals and then it's like, like, kick yourself in the rear end and shut the door. Like, the team needs you. Let's go. And I think Alex Lyon did that. A couple saves in the third, in the second, and in the third, the Sabres played a perfect game, only giving up the 2 shots. Like, that was awesome.
Lyon is 7-0 now during the 9-game win streak. Goals against a 2.22 and a 919 save percentage. Of course, Luukkonen has played a role in this as well, yep, with 2 excellent wins and a goals against of 1 in that stretch. What do you think the banter was like with Lyon after the adventure preceding the empty net goal?
Well, I will say this. I know Christmas has gone and passed, but there's always a white elephant New Year's Day present exchange that could happen. And when I would run outside my crease too much, as one of the white elephant, it was a kind of a secret Santa because it was specific to one. J.P. Dumont got me a dog leash with double harness to be able to strap to the post so I wouldn't go too far out of my net. Mm-hmm. And I think that for the joke, I would give that to Alex Lyon. Although he was trying to make the right play, and he kind of lost the puck and got tangled and lost his glove, I would probably give him, like, bungee straps to tighten up his gloves so he wouldn't lose them. But it was an adventure. And Jimmy Snuggerud, I still can't believe he missed that. But again, like, that's sometimes you got to say, hey, we've got things going on our side and we have to take advantage of it. Just like Tage Thompson said, when the puck's going in, I got to shoot. I got to take advantage of it. It's going in. Sabres are taking advantage of it right now. It's not been perfect, but they are taking advantage of it.
They've won 9 in a row. The club record is 10, which has happened 3 times in 84, 06, and 18. They've actually won 6 in a row on the road now. And again, the club record is 10, which was done in a couple of instances in the 83, 84, and the 06, 07 season. So still some significant numbers to chase. But those are all just, you know, kind of window dressing on what is the ultimate goal. And the ultimate goal cannot be attained in the month of December, but you must stay in the race. And it is almost alarming, almost alarming that they've won 9 in a row and are still not in the top 8 in the conference, not in a divisional playoff spot, not in a wild card spot. Although, if you chose to do so and went to the NHL website and clicked on league standings and points percentage, you would find that Buffalo is in the top 12 across the NHL, but they still have not found themselves waking up in a morning to a wild card spot this month.
Well, that's because the bottom 8 teams in the NHL are all in the Western Conference right now. There's 11 points separating Carolina and Columbus with Toronto at the bottom. So it's very tight in the Eastern Conference. But you know what? Like, I look at Nashville 2 years ago that went 14-0-2. That was their streak, right? And that got them in the playoffs. Well, you're at 9 now. Continue on. Let's go. Like, that, Nashville was a 500 hockey team with a big streak, and it got them into the playoffs. And those type of streaks can really go a long way. Now, I get it. Sometimes, you know, winning streaks, losing streaks, they happen. For me, it's, you're not going to win 25 in a row. It's not going to happen.
Why?
How are you always going to respond after each game, regardless of the result? And that's what I've liked about their streak right now. They go into Dallas tomorrow. They play the second best team in the NHL and the Dallas Stars. And for me, it doesn't matter that you won 9. Just focus on that one. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that has been the tale here is that, they play with confidence and winning 9 is definitely helping that. But it's the way they're playing. They're not full of themselves. They're not just going out and say, we got to play a track meet. They actually said that yesterday after the first period was a little bit too much track meet. We had to tighten it up.
They didn't say that. They were asked a question because of Lindy's pregame words. I don't think anybody in the room thought it was a track meet.
Well, they said it. Like, it
they,
was their
They were
quote,
led
but
by
maybe,
questions
yes.
of that ilk. I don't think any player thought that.
You know what? I wrote it, and when I wrote it last night, I was like, I didn't think it was a track meet, but maybe to them.
Shots were like 9-7. It was like, come on.
But you know what's interesting there, Duffer? Maybe to them, the way they want to play, it felt like, there was a little bit too much of, like, we had to back check a little harder, and we don't want to do that. We want to play safe. We want to have a third guy high. We want to control the neutral zone. Maybe that's what it felt like, and I like that. That it's like, I didn't think it was a track meet. You didn't think it was a track meet, but they felt like it wasn't the game they needed to play to win, which is even better.
Right. I don't think they liked their period. But there were moments within it, obviously. Even after the first couple of shifts weren't great, they went and scored the first goal and Noah Austlin got it. Anyway, the streak began in Edmonton. They've rattled off wins against the Oilers, the Canucks, the Kraken, the Flyers, the Islanders, the Devils, the Senators, the Bruins, the Blues, the latter three, all since our last episode of Sabres Live, because that was done in Canada's capital leading into the final game of the break. Right. And so here we are. At least I think
that was
right.
A Bo Byram overtime goal. Bo had 2 goals that game, a nice feed from Jordan Greenway that scored the first goal. But it was a battle. I felt like Ottawa was also streaking. Right. The Sabres were at 6 straight.
And
Ottawa was at 4 straight.
And
now they lost 3 in a row. And, you know, Linus Solmark is unavailable for personal reasons right now and has been granted a leave. Ottawa is struggling a little bit. Columbus had been struggling. Well, they find a way, to win a couple. Like, it's just, it's really tight. But you're right. Like, Boston was a huge win for the Sabres. Boston now out west. They ended up with a point last night. So
but they've lost 6 in a row.
Yeah, they've lost six in a row. But I mean, points are important, but with how tight the standings are, those wins, that extra point makes a big difference.
Well, Tage Thompson is the leader in points for Buffalo during this streak. In fact, he's the leader in goals, assists, and points over this nine-game run. But going back to the game before the break, it was Noah Östlund that scored along, you know, with the incredible performance of Bo Byram. And Östlund scored again last night, and he and Benson are right behind Tage for goals during this win streak with four. What does one make of Östlund's contributions in all of this? And I am full of questions, in case you didn't know. Like, I have a lot of questions as as we look forward here. And I think you have to. Like, you can't just keep looking back on the nine wins. Like, it's great. But there's going to be some real questions to be answered here. What do we make of Östlund's position right now in the lineup?
Well, what I make of it is that I get it. When I write my lineup every night, I start with Thompson's line, and then maybe I go to McLeod, and then I go to Norris and Östlund, and I say, this is not a third line. This is a top nine that can play top line minutes, and Östlund has proven that he can keep up. He has the hockey IQ, and he has the production to play top line minute right now with Norris and Tuck. So it's just a matter of what do you like your matchups? How did the first period go? Maybe you switch those matchups in the second. You have all that flexibility. But I think that at any moment, if you look at the ice time and you said, oh, Norris, Tuck, and Östlund led the forwards in ice time, I wouldn't be surprised. Or 5-on-5 especially, maybe not because of the special teams, but 5-on-5, I think that could happen. Yeah. But at any moment, I could see McLeod's line doing it. I can see Tuck's line, Thompson's line doing it. Like, it's just a matter of that, and it gives – but that's why Norris and Östlund being back and healthy and playing the way they're playing is so important for the team.
Well,
and,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, and our poll right now on Sabres Live is basically, like, I had a hard time answering it, Duffer, because it was who's been the MVP of the nine-game winning streak? Mm-hmm. Tage Thompson, Alex Lyon, Matthias Samuelsson, or other – and I quickly thought other, because my mind was thinking Norris, Josh Norris. And then I look at the points and I'm like, oh, Norris only has 5 points in 7 games. He didn't play all nine. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, he only has 5 points. And then I look at the production from Tage. And I was like, man, he has 11 points, 5 goals in 9 games. That's far and above everybody. Mm-hmm. Samuelsson's been great, but Austin's been awesome. Dahlin's had an impact too. Byram's, and I couldn't answer, so I picked other because I think there's too many guys to mention.
Okay, but now the early results of the actual question are another story. People's way of thinking has changed here because of Buffalo's 9-game win streak, and they are looking at Matthias Samuelsson. Marty, there is no point in the history of this team that included Tage Thompson where a Thompson scoring leading stretch wouldn't result in him being the leader of this team. People are looking at this team differently right now. Tage Thompson is leading with 11 points in 9 games. He's not even got 5% of the vote. This is crazy. And let me say, thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bravo. Bravo.
Team differently. There are so many pieces right now that are important.
People were listening to Rasmus Dahlin when he said, I've told you for many years, he's just great. Now, I think the biggest thing is I was doing my homework yesterday is that Matthias Samuelsson is healthy this year. And we are seeing him being able to play that game. I get the offense is great. Like, he leads the rush and kicks it out to Tuck, and Tuck comes in and scores. And you're like, wow, look at Matthias Samuelsson. Leads the rush against Boston. Gets it to McLeod. McLeod drives, scores. Great. Okay. But he's already over 70 block shots this year. Mm-hmm. Okay, last year he had 93. In 60-some games last year, he had 93. He's blocking more shots. He's being more physical. He's being better defensively. He's killing penalties. He's doing all the things that, to me, would make Matthias Samuelsson valuable to start with. Mm-hmm. And then you add the offense. And I think that's why it has been great to have Samuelsson. We talk so much about who's going to play with power this year.
Yeah,
I think that the biggest difference this season is who has been playing with Dahlin and who has made Dahlin better and who Dahlin made Samuelsson better. Like, that top pair has been the biggest difference.
This might be the first year on record where I haven't missed Will Borgen not playing with Dahlin.
I was going to say that is definitely a record going almost 40 games without a mentionable Morgan.
Look at my personal growth in all of this. This is amazing.
But Samuelson, it was Mattias Samuelson that was the Will Borgen after Will Borgen, saying this is going to be the guy that should be there playing with Dahlin. But the last few years have been so tough.
And those Samuelson numbers, I mean, even just within this nine-game window, of which they are 9 for 9, he's got 19 blocks, which leads the team, and he's at almost 25 minutes a game, which leads the team. And the offense is just behind Ryan McLeod, who is second to Tage Thompson, yeah, you know, in all of this. So there's a lot to love. Like, don't just say that, like, it is love at this point. Like, people have to love how this guy is playing. And what does it mean moving forward? Well, it means there's, even with injuries, there seems to be stability and comfort and, I would say, ongoing growth within the defense pairs right now, because yes, you're seeing it with Power and Kesselring. You're seeing it for Byram, seemingly, with whoever he plays with right now, which is impressive. By the way, Zach Metsa is 7-1-1 as an NHLer now. Yeah. So let's continue that run for him.
By the way, Metsa, I know he took a penalty, but drew a big penalty, power play with 4 minutes left, right? I mean, that was Buchnevich's stick that hit Metsa in the face.
Yeah.
Him being on the ice with 4 minutes left, like Lindy Ruff and the staff are trusting him to be out there with little time left in a one-goal game.
Right. So there's only one game left in 2025, and it's game two of this three-game road trip. And we look forward with great interest now as to how Buffalo takes on Dallas, how they close it out on Saturday against a Columbus team that has warmed up with three in a row, and then how the new year, 2026, begins, and they eventually get back on home ice and try to, you know, stay, like, in this mix of such a large cluster of teams. What do you make now looking ahead to tomorrow? And, I mean, do you want it in the form of, well, let's keep it in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
Who starts in goal tomorrow against Dallas?
That is a tough question.
I know.
I would go with Alex Lyon for me, just because I think the way that the Sabres have been treating this was almost like Lyon is your number one and Luukkonen is your 1B. And so to me, like, Lyon has won 7 of 9, another quality start. I know it wasn't a quality first period, but at the end of the game, it turns out to be another quality start, not a steal. So that's 9 for 9 in terms of quality starts with the goaltending in the last 9 games makes a big difference. I would go with Lyon. But there's a side of me that tells me, like, you know what, playing Dallas was kind of like playing New Jersey, where they have a high powered offense, and maybe that's a good challenge for Luukkonen. For me, I would go with Lyon, but I mean, I'm not going to fuss about it. Like, whatever they pick, you go with it.
Okay. You've told us what you would do. What do you think they will do?
I don't want to stay silent on the radio for the next 5 minutes.
Unless there's a third, unless Ellis is magically reappearing.
No, no, that's not. I think they will go with Luukkonen.
I do too. So he had a nice win last year in October against Dallas. He was a hard luck loser in Dallas in splitting the season series last year. His career numbers, you know, I look at those a little more than maybe others do, are a little better against the Stars than Lions, for sure. Granted, both are relatively small sample sizes. But the beauty of this streak is everyone looks pretty good right now, and everyone has contributed. And then you try to get through. What did Dallas do to upset the schedule maker? They play on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Like, they're flying out after the Sabre game and going to Chicago to take on the Hawks on New Year's Day. What?
I know. There's a few of these. Nashville is playing in Vegas on New Year's Eve at 5 o'clock or something, and then they're going to L.A., I think, on New Year's Day. Like, there's some weird schedule. Like, you should never play on both. You should play on either one or the other. But whatever, it's just the way that the schedule is. The Sabres schedule, by the way, they do play Wednesday in Dallas on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And then they have a couple of days before a 3 o'clock game at Columbus on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why the Sabres would think, let's put Luukkonen in Dallas.
Yes.
And then after that, we have 2 days so we can get a fresher lion in Saturday. Or maybe we go back with Luukkonen because we have 2 days off. There's travel. St. Louis, Dallas is not an easy travel day, too. They're traveling today. So I think that you're probably going Luukkonen tomorrow. I would assess that.
Well, it sure gets interesting. And again, like after the game tomorrow against the Stars, you only have one game in the next 5 days, and that is the Columbus afternoon game. But once you get home, it's a real neat stretch here with Vancouver on Tuesday. You get away for one with the Rangers, but then you're home against the Ducks, home against the Panthers, home against the Flyers, Habs, and Wild in what is, as we've come to expect, a typically pre-Olympic condensed stretch. And the best part is you can find yourself there and build out a 5-game pack. Today, you get savings on single game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, flexibility to bundle your favorite games. You can visit sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. I mean, if you missed out over the holidays on gift giving, like this would be a pretty good way to like ring in the new year with somebody that is just angle them to make sure that you're their plus one. You know, like get a couple of tickets, be their plus one. How about you pick the 5 games for them? Yeah. So you do it a little selfishly. There's nothing wrong with this. This is the art of gift giving, I believe.
You can do whatever you want with that, Duffer. And I'll tell you this, there is some really, really big games and fun games coming up. So I would look at the schedule for sure. And we just had Boston on the 27th, a couple days ago, well, 3 days ago, at home, and the building was electric, and it was fun. And it wasn't just the win and the streak. The building was fun. Eric Wood banged the drum, right, on that Saturday night before the Bills were playing at home.
He may have posed with a beer saber as well.
He just chugged that beer saber as well. It was a fun night. It was definitely, everybody was entertained. That's for sure.
Another relevant question from my bag of questions. What if Jason Zucker returns tomorrow? Who comes out?
I knew that was going to be one question that may have been coming right now and saying, okay, well, what do you do with Zucker? Like he helps the team. He can't just be on the sideline. He helps the team. I think that the one spot that I could see him coming in, okay, would be playing in the spot of Jordan Greenway for the game in Dallas and say, let's give Greenway, like this is St. Louis, a travel day. Let's give him a few days of just, you know, because they've been managing Greenway's minutes, and let's insert Zucker in there playing with Dunn and Malenstein. Zucker can play that style. Maybe we give Zucker some power play time to, you know, balance it out a little bit, but that's where I see him. I'm putting Zucker on the top line with Thompson and Doan and moving Krebs out of there, but I think Krebs has been a good fit, and Zucker needs maybe a game or two to get going before I'm saying, let's elevate you to the top. Maybe that's the placeholder right now. It's Krebs holding the place for Zucker eventually. But right now, I think what I would look is say, give Zucker a fourth line role with a little special teams power play in the place of Greenway for one game, and then see what you want to do for Columbus.
Do you think they've decided on their goalie situation, even if that proves to be unfair to Ellis due to injury?
Yes. And it's unfortunate. Yes, I get it. But at this point right now, when Ellis is back healthy, and off of IR and everything is good, Yarmo said he's going to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And I think that you've been on a roll, and it's not even just a 9-game winning streak. I think that it's been pretty good balance. Lion Luukkonen, the last little bit here, it's working. I don't want to mix it up with a third. The goalies have talked about it. Lindy's talked about it. Everybody's talked about it. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just temporary, right? Maybe you say, okay, Ellis is going to end up make his way down to Rochester. They would have to put him on waivers. At this time, I don't know that he gets picked up. I don't think that he's played enough and there's the injury. I don't know that he gets picked up. Maybe St. Louis says, you know what, we're picking him back up. And that's what it is. But yeah. I don't know that he would at this time. So, but even if he does, like we're not looking, and I like Colton Ellis, and I think that he's been good in the games that he's played. Mm-hmm. But I think we got to look at what makes the Sabres better. What makes the Sabres better is to have two goalies. That's what makes them better. That's when in the end should be resolved.
They have won two of their last five trips to Dallas, which is not an overwhelming number, but considering they never really got a signal there for the decade prior to that, I think this is a step in the right direction. They're also against a Dallas team that is riding a six-game point streak, but has lost two in a row and, by their standards, has been marginally off over the last eight games, going 4-2-2. Oh, the concern in Dallas right
now. The concern in Dallas. They're completely falling off. They're 8 points behind the Colorado Avalanche with Colorado. This is how crazy it is. There's 11 points separating Carolina and Columbus and Toronto. All the teams in the Eastern Conference have been separated by 11 points. There's 8 points separate, and it could be 10 because Colorado has a game in hand, separating the top team and the second team in the Western Conference. Amazing. That's how crazy Colorado's season is. And Dallas' season has been fantastic. They've got 21 regulation wins, more than any other team in the National Hockey League, not named the Colorado Avalanche. So they've been really good.
Yes, and they're statistically, you know, pick a category, they're top five in basically everything. But the Avalanche are 10-0-1 in their last 11, winners of eight straight after your favorite moment to finish off the LA Kings last night. Empty
the
netter.
Goal after the empty net goal.
Goal after the empty netter. Cookie Monster Makar just couldn't resist, right?
did you see the, it was Forsberg in net, right, for LA?
Yes.
Did you see his reaction after, like, okay, it's 4-2, game's over, and then there's a play to go, and then his reaction is gotta be kidding me.
Well, speaking of goalies, tip of the cap to Scott Ratzlaff last night. Nicely done for him. His first start with the Amerks. He's been up and backing up Levi for a little while now. They were into Cleveland trying to avenge a Saturday home overtime loss against the Monsters. And look at this 2-on-1 save in OT.
Overtime.
Ratzlaff with a terrific read. All this after last-minute heartbreak in regulation where the Amerks lost a 3-2 lead. And guess what? They indeed flipped the script, won it just like the Monsters did in their building on Saturday, went down and got the game winner from Jack Rathbone. And now it's always tricky to read these situations like, are the Amerks going well or are they struggling? What's happening here? They have points in 9 of their last 10. They've gone 5-1-4 in that stretch to remain in second in the division, 3 points off the division lead.
You know what's funny about that goal by Rathbone, as we just showed it on MSG, is it wasn't that great of a location to shoot the puck. Mm-hmm. There's nobody in front of the net. It's 3-on-3. He's high in the slot. But sometimes you get a feeling, you get that confidence to say, you know what, I'm going to take that shot. And he beats the goalie clean, right? And it was, it was right after Ratzlaff had made the save on the 2-on-1. There was a face-off. They get possession. They go up. It was a fun game. And I'm happy for Scott Ratzlaff. Look, I feel like he has been a goalie that has really matured and developed well under the Sabres, tutelage and in the, come into camp and development camp and then went down to Jacksonville to DCHL, played really well, earned his starts, earned his call up, and now is earning that chance. So that's been really good for him to be able to get that and get his first win.
And a continuing shout out to Zach Jones, who leads the AHL among defensemen. He's less than a handful of points off the actual AHL scoring lead, but he's had a monster season of production from the blue line. And Isaac Rosén again scored last night. He's got 13 goals in 16 games this year. There's only been one game this year with the Amerks where he didn't get a point. It has been remarkable as they win last night in Cleveland. They'll resume action on Saturday against the Marlies in Toronto. We have a busy building on Friday night. We want you to be at KeyBank Center because WWE SmackDown is returning. Again, it's this Friday, January 2nd. Your favorite stars are in action like Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes. Visit KeyBankCenter.com to grab your tickets today. We have a lot of catching up to do, not only on everything Sabres, but everything across the NHL. It's all tied together, and it's next on Sabres Live.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Rolling along here on Sabres Live. Thank you for your ongoing support of the Sabres 50-50 each night at KeyBank Center. So many great organizations are benefited by your generosity, and you can get your tickets now for the Badges and Bravery 50-50 raffle. It's presented by Northtown Automotive. You could win a guaranteed $10,000 jackpot while supporting a great cause. Proceeds benefit the Buffalo Police and Firefighter Arno Memorial Foundation. And the drawing is on February 1st, so we're just over a month out from that. Get your tickets now at sabres.com/5050. Okay, real quick, on our Sabres Live poll, what are you seeing, Marty?
What I'm seeing is that Josh Norris deserves to be an option. Oslin is out there. Mm-hmm. Oslin, Norris, Tuck is out there with a honorable mention.
How sore are your arms today? You must have been doing some serious back padding after all the like individual storylines you nailed last night in pregame, intermission, and postgame.
It was funny because what did we talk about? We talked about Oslin and then he scores. And then I say, we talk about Tuck in the first intermission and his role with that line. He scores two. Only one counted in the second period. And then I'm like, you know what? Benson had a great period. He scores early in the third. Like, dude, that was so good. But yeah, so anyway, so some of the results also, Mike says, I don't think this poll does justice to the team. Goaltenders mm-hmm. are playing better and the team's playing better D in front of them. So it is hard to answer that poll question because I feel like there's a lot of different options that
what
deserve
do you think
to
the
be mentioned.
NHL, what do you think the league would look like without coaches? And I ask you this because...
Would it make a difference?
Because once again, we find ourselves in a world where show me a good goalie and I'll show you a good coach.
Yeah.
And there's no greater example than the feel-good story of the first 2+ months in the NHL, the Ducks. And then Dostal, but everybody was like, wow, if they turned a corner, they've got this and this and Quenneville and Boom and Verbeek and that. And then Dostal got hurt. Huso did a nice job. But since Dostal came back, you're not going to believe this. He has a 402 goals against with an 836 save percentage. But the funny part is In the same time, Mrazek has a 773 save percentage, and Husso is at 857. There is no coach in the world that can win when you don't get any saves. And all of a sudden, the Ducks have lost 7 out of 9, 5 out of their last 6. And what do you do, right? It's not coaching. Like, it is not coaching. And, oh, my goodness, like, what a miserable showing they have.
They dominated the Sharks last night. I mean, they outshot them 42-13, and the Ducks lose 5-4. Mm-hmm. And you're right. So Dostal started, and Mrazek went in. And it wasn't any better. Now, Askarov tried to do everything he could to allow the Ducks to come back in the game. He had a Alex Lyon puck handling moment that ended up in the back of the net. Mm-hmm. So that was that. But you know what? Again, like, you look around the league, the Jets, they got their goalie back in Connor Hellebuyck.
Disturbing, aren't
it's
they?
It's disturbing. I mean, they're not doing well. And Scott Arneil, like last year, as the Vezina Trophy winner and the MVP, and I'm not saying this is bad goaltending. They're not getting bad goaltending. They're just playing bad right now as a team, well, even though Hellebuyck is one of the better in the league.
They can't score. They have 3 wins in 18 games since November 21st. That puts them at the bottom during that period of time with the Blackhawks. They are so close to last overall after being first overall last year. This is crazy. And Hellebuyck is 1-3-3 since returning from injury with a save percentage below 900. His goals against is okay, but his save percentage is not where it once was. And the margin is painfully thin right now for the Jets because they can't score.
They can't score. Marty, and so they lose to the Oilers yesterday. And all of a sudden, you know what? The Oilers are first in their division right now because Connor McDavid, he did get a point on an empty net goal last night, but he had 32 points in 12 games, right? Like, he was on fire, which now you say, okay, well, when the best player in the world decides to go forward, well, the team goes with him.
And if you're the Jets in the Central, but more specifically their fans, because the players can't really concern themselves with this, but the optics are so frustrating for this Winnipeg team that never was able to scale the mountain and get to a Stanley Cup final. Now you're looking at trying to get past, in your own division, Colorado, Minnesota, and Dallas? Good luck to the Jets.
Not going to happen. Good luck to the Jets. Another team that lost yesterday, and it was a bit of a tight game. It was a 4-3 loss for the Utah Mammoth against the Nashville Predators, Duffer. And I'm looking at the standings right now. And Utah, outside the wild card right now, and they've played 40 games. They played more games than everybody.
Yeah.
I am concerned for Andre Tourigny, the coach of the Utah Mammoth right now, because I don't think they're going to wait long in Utah. This is second year, and that ownership group is going. I'm a little concerned. You know, Bear Tourigny is coached my brother in juniors. I've known him for a long time. I think he's a good coach. He had success with Team Canada, everything, but I feel like they may pull that rug, at some point here.
Because they're in a mediocre cluster of teams contending for the 2 wild card spots in the West. There's very little to choose from 7 teams right now in that cluster. The Kraken are right back in it after going 4-0-1. Nashville is in it because of the dazzling play this month of Steven Stamkos. My goodness. So this is where absence makes the heart grow fonder. We haven't had many shows. If we had had a lot of shows, I would have been talking about Steven Stamkos every day because he has matched history with 6 game-winning goals this month of December. He's got 5 goals in his last 5, 9 in his last 9, 11 in 13, 13 goals in his last 16 games, and all of a sudden, Nashville is right there in that cluster of teams that has a legitimate chance at one of the 2 wildcard spots. It's remarkable. It's been all goals for Stamkos. It's been all helpers for O'Reilly. And somehow they are right back in it.
Now, I know you read the NHL morning skate notes usually, so I'm going to do a little trivia here, but Steven Stamkos has 4 straight game-winning goals with the Nashville Predators. And I was like, well, that's got to be tops, right? But no, he's the 2nd player in Nashville history to have 4 straight game-winning goals. And I'm like, man, who would be the other guy? Like, as I'm reading this, thank goodness the NHL Morning Skate actually gave the answer. Usually they say he's the 2nd and don't give you the answer. But
was it his fellow July 24 free agent signing buddy in Jonathan Marchessault?
No, it is not.
Oh.
So Stamkos became the second player in Predators history with the winning goal in four straight victories, following Mike Fisher straight from January 23rd to February 4th in 2012. So we're talking about 13 years ago. Almost, but yeah, Mike Fisher, not the guy I would have picked, but yeah, that's a
And not legend.
It's not that legend, David Legwand. It's not JP Dumont. It's not those guys. It's not Scotty Nicol or Jordan Tootoo. Well, let's name all those old Preds guys.
That elite company that Stamkos is in with six game winners in a month was it actually gave me a great flashback because Johan Franzen, the mule with the Red Wings, had a month like that, and I remember that time period. It was like this guy cannot do anything wrong. And the Wings were so good at always finding a player like him, right? Net front presence, just, never the star player, but they were always able to have that guy. And Franzen,
because you said the
so
mule,
skilled.
That's a great nickname. For those that don't know, Johan Franzen in Detroit, he was skating around and the guys are like, this guy is a bad skater. He looks like a mule out there, but he works so hard. And so they called him the mule, which last night, if you were watching the post game show, heard Zach Benson refer to Jack Quinn as Twos. Mm-hmm. And that is the nickname I'm going for Jack Quinn now, Twos, and the job that he's doing.
Well, I'll quickly get around some of the other big stories here in the NHL. I mentioned Ottawa's dropped 3 in a row. The Bruins have lost 6 in a row. The Kings have lost 7 of 9. Minnesota, who the Sabres did beat not that long ago, the Wild are 9-1-1 in their last 11. And Calgary is 12-5-1 in their last 18, as they are still very much right back in that wild card mix. So it's been an interesting last couple of weeks here, especially in the Western Conference, because obviously all of our attention is in the East, and yet attention is divided at the best of times, but in an Olympic year, it becomes even more so because you're focused on your Sabres team success. You're looking at individual stories and performers, like how is Tage Thompson or Alex Tuch going to make the U.S. roster? You are focused on Canada tomorrow, right? It's the announcement.
Tomorrow at noon, they're announcing it, yeah.
So for me, the Olympic question that has changed the most with Canada is not, will Celebrini make the team? It's how high up in the roster is Macklin Celebrini going to be on night one of the Olympic Games? This kid, last night, you're talking about storylines from each and every night. Celebrini is that. Like, it's not just 3 points. It's stunning points that he delivers night in and night out. And last night, he became the second fastest teenager in NHL history to have 10 three-point games in a season. Marty, we're not even at the All-Star break. He's had 10 three-point games. Only Wayne Gretzky has done it quicker. Like,
it's amazing. Imagine, if you're watching MSG right now, or if you got a chance later, go to NHL.com, watch the replays and the recap of the game, San Jose Anaheim, and watch the plays that Celebrini is doing. Now, never mind. This guy could be playing in the World Juniors for Team Canada right now. He's still eligible. He's 19. He won't be 20 until June this summer. He's a 2006 birthday. Right? That's how young and how incredibly talented he is. So this debate was always Celebrini, Bedard, who makes Team Canada.
Yeah.
I think Celebrini is a shoe-in and probably a top six, top nine guy. Bedard, to my understanding is I believe Bedard's going to be on the outside. I think Bedard, with the injury and all of that, may be on the outside. There's a lot of good, but Celebrini is like, and you know what? Like, they've already said now, when it comes to Team Canada, John Cooper said there's guys that have great resumes that are going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. That's because of players like Macklin Celebrini who are going to come in and push somebody out that have been around and will be disappointed.
I know he's not Gretzky, and yet it's fun to use their names in the same sentence. But honestly, just rewind the clock back to summer. And if Celebrini wasn't on the radar, imagine being Team Canada and all of a sudden you're adding a player that is Gretzky-esque.
Yep.
Like, are you kidding me? And Marty, this was our favorite visitor moment in KeyBank Center last year. Even though he only had 1 point in the Sharks' win over the Sabres that night, we were in awe.
He was all
of the performance that Macklin Celebrini.
And he almost
in.
Got hurt. Remember, he yes. got banged up he got and he missed a few too. Shifts, but, and then he came back.
He came back last night too, and there he is out there killing. And he's the last guy off the ice at the bench. He waits for everybody to go through. His mannerisms, instincts, all the stuff that you love to see in a player are on display every single night. Like, this is why I said it in October and November and now in December. The Sharks turnaround. He is the MVP to me. There's no more valuable player to a team. The Sharks are nowhere
with that Macklin question and that line, most valuable to his team,
right.
Macklin Celebrini, the best player and the most dangerous player. Well, I mean, you right now, I would have to say Connor McDavid.
Top three in the NHL are McDavid, MacKinnon, and Macklin Celebrini.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
It's
remarkable. Okay, we got some Sabres history to dive into when we come back, and that ties in nicely because Ryan Miller's the winningest goalie in franchise history, and his Catwalk for Charity event is coming up, like, really soon. Friday, January 16th at Babeville, presented by New Era Cap Foundation. You know all about it. We've lived the experience many times, and we just want to see you there. Strictly Hip will be performing, open bar, many of Ryan's 0506 teammates, sabres.com/catwalk to get your tickets.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Very, very special birthday. In Sabre history. Next.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Looking for a great way to offer upscale entertaining to clients or colleagues? Introducing the new First Class Pass for groups of 10 or more, featuring Sabre game tickets plus private club access in the 1970 Club, all-inclusive gourmet dining, and parking passes are included. Visit sabres.com/pass to learn more today. Don't pass on the NHL action tonight. New Jersey at Toronto. These are games of relevance in Buffalo's playoff chase. New Jersey at Toronto, Montreal at Florida, Carolina, Pittsburgh, and the Islanders, Chicago, along with Philadelphia, Vancouver. So they all impact the Eastern Conference standings.
There is 5 games out of the 10 teams that are playing. 8 are in the Eastern Conference every game. So doesn't matter if you turn on at 7 o'clock and you want to see Devils and Leafs and Canadians and Panthers, or you go for the late games, there is impact to the Sabres and the standings in all 5 of them.
One thing I've always admired about athletes across the world is just their pursuit of their dreams and never letting it go until it's no longer possible. And you see it with hockey globally, right? Okay, not everybody can play in the NHL forever, but you just keep on going. And I think Lawrence Pilot was a guy that crafted a great resume before he came to North America, played with the Sabres for a few years. He turns 30 today. And I don't think I could speak more highly of an individual than Lawrence Pilot. So happy birthday, Lawrence. He had one of the best final games of an NHL career that you could have. He scored a goal and an assist. It just happened to be the game winner in a December game in Vegas, as Buffalo had a stunning performance by Luukkonen in goal, and they beat the Golden Knights 3-2. Lawrence Pilot, 30 today.
I remember Lawrence when he scored the overtime game-winning goal, Game 5, Rochester in Syracuse.
You were there.
I was there, and I think he had scored a goal earlier in the game, too. And when they announced his goal, and they said the scored by Rochester goal, Lawrence Pilliot. I'm like, he's played 12 games in Syracuse. He's been, they didn't know how to say his name. It was hilarious. And Warren, the PR in Rochester and many other hats that he wears down there, him and I were dying at the way they announced his name.
Indeed, and he had a phenomenal run with Rochester that spring.
Yes,
as they lost in the conference final to Hershey. And I'll tell you what, he had 11 points in the 14 games, and he was playing enormous. I know Seth Appert would never, ever not want to throw compliments Lawrence Pilot's way for what he played through. All right, that's pretty much it.
Oh, well, I got Devin Cooley, former Rochester American, signed a 2-year deal with the Flames. Over $1 million. Good for him.
Awesome for him. And we're looking forward to the streak extending to 10 tomorrow. We'll see you on Sabres Live.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.